من أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a happy, healthy and prosperous life. The declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse number 208. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to the believers, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu udkhilu. O the believers, enter fisilme kafatan, enter into Islam wholeheartedly with all of your will, with all of your desires, sincerity, loyalty and certainty. Come into the Islam. So usually most of us, we are Muslims. Maybe we are Muslim due to our parents or due to any other reason. We are Muslim just for the name. Our body, our soul, our faith, our iman, that is not as perfect as it is required and desired. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to the believer, Ya ayyuhallazi amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa. For the believers, if you want to come to me, if you want to embrace Islam, then come and accept Islam as a system wholeheartedly. Come into Islam sincerely and with all loyalty. Usually what is our habit? Like buffet, there are different types of foods. Some of them we like, we pick up, and others we leave. So likewise, when we come to Islam, almost the same kind of behavior we are having with Islam. Some of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, we are following, we are choosing, we are obeying, but the others we don't like or maybe hard for us. So usually we are not following those commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority of them like charity or zakat or khums. When it is the time to give some of our possession and wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time usually we are upset, we are not following this commandment. And other thing, that is jihad. So especially in the beginning of Islam, when it was really difficult, only there were few companions of the Prophet, there were thousands and thousands of enemies of Islam, and there was no choice at that time. So even at that time, companions of the Prophet, they were reluctant to go and join jihad. And especially today is the same for most of the Muslimin. So there are some commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. Usually Muslims are following them easily and they are picking them, they love them. But there are others, usually we don't like. So like hijab, most of the ladies, Muslim ladies in different parts of the world, all of the Muslim, they know hijab is wajib for ladies, or Muslim women, but they don't observe. Like beard, so that is wajib to have the beard, and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people they like, some they don't. So Islam is not like this. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. O the believers, if you want to maintain your iman, your Islam, then come and join Islam wholeheartedly. Accept Islam as a system. Whatever has been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is your obligatory duty. You have to do wajibat. You must do, whether you like or not. And if we want reward, if we want to keep happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam means surrender. Until and unless we are not surrendering our nafs, our ruh, our soul, our desires in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Islam is not perfect. So this surrenderance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is desired. So that is required. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. So maybe the people they like, Muslims they like to accept and to embrace Islam and then to observe all of the wajibat and to avoid from muharramat and haram. But what happens? So maybe sometime the people they don't like, but the other problem which has been mentioned in Quran and the Creator who also told us, usually there is our enemy who is standing there and who is trying to deviate us from the right path. We should not be true believer. We should not follow all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is wajibat. And what is that? Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. When you want to come and follow all commandments in Islam, then your enemy will come and will whisper to you. Khutawati shaitan is the whispering of Iblis, whispering of shaitan. Okay, you will say, I should go forward and give wajibat and khums and zakat and participate in jihad and pray 5 times prayers and stand up at the night and say namaz isha. But shaitan will say, why are you waking up? This is the time to sleep. Why are you giving your own money? You have put your effort, you have done a lot of hard work, and now you are wasting your money. And when it is a time of jihad, shaitan will say, you will go there and you will be killed, and your family will suffer. So different kind of whispering are coming from shaitan. As well as the level of our faith and iman will increase, the tactics of shayateen, that will also be changed. Shaitan is not coming to everyone with the same tactics. No, shaitan has different packages and different tactics for different kind of people. It depends on the faith, perfectness of the faith. It depends on the people. So with different kinds of tactics, shaitan is coming with whispering. So Allah says, what is required, that is, you come wholeheartedly in Islam and do not listen to shayateen, do not listen to Iblis. Why? Innahu lakum adumu mubin. This Iblis is your open enemy. Salawat. So last 2 weeks we discussed those people who are enemies of Islam and those people who are friends of shaitan and Iblis. And who are the enemies? There were 22 categories of different kinds of people who are enemies of Iblis. So we should try our best at least to pick up one of them and try to stand in the list of enemies of Iblis. Today we will discuss those people who are partner of Shaitan, who are shareholder with, in the business with the Iblis and Shayateen. Who are they? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said,
Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad. Who are shareholder? Who are partner of Iblis? Prophet said, when the people are starting anything without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when the people are eating their food without reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so actually that food Then Iblis is coming, Shayateen are coming, and they are also eating with you. So you are giving the share of your food to the Shayateen. And what do you think? You are doing charity here. You know, it is highly appreciated in Islam to invite guests, to offer food to the believers. So that is highly appreciated. So is it appreciated to invite Shayateen and Iblis to come and eat with you? Do you like, at least in Islam, it is not appreciated, wherever you are eating food, there should be alcohol, because that is najis. When you are eating food, you have to eat pork. Why? Because that is najis. So likewise, it is not appreciated in Islam, when you are eating food, you have to make najis your food with the presence of Shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this kind of risk should be given to the Shayateen. So that's why Prophet says, whenever believers they are eating food and they are not reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before eating food, so that food is consumed by Shayateen. So there is a story, and a person saw two Shayateen. One of them was very healthy and fatty, and other was very thin. The person who looked these Shayateen, he asked, why one of you is thin and other is healthy? Someone who was healthy, he said, my duty is upon a believer, although he is Muslim, but when he is eating food, he is not reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that's why always I have plenty of food to eat. That's why I am healthy. The other one who was thin, when he asked him, why you are thin? He said, my duty is to deviate a believer, but always he is reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before eating food. So nothing is coming to me. There is no share for me in his food. So when I am not having any food, I am getting weaker and weaker and thin. So now we can observe and we can see and we can know how Shayateen are taking share from our food, from our wealth, from our actions, from our skills. Whenever we are doing anything, and we are starting without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so Shaitan is our partner. So do we like, we should make partner these Shayateen and Iblis in our property, in our skills, in our food? We don't like. Then remedy is, we have to read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim always in the beginning, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Another suggestion is given by our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar
Sadiq alayhi salam.
And what is that? Imam also suggested, in the beginning of food you have to read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, at the end of food also read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And if sometime you have forgotten to read in the beginning, at least you have to say at the end. If you will read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the beginning, then Shaitan will not participate with you in your food. And if you will read at the end, then if Shaitan has eaten something, then he will vomit that food. And that food will not provide energy and fuel and life to the Shayateen. So it is good for us to be more conscious, to keep our food pak and tahir, and to not provide, you know, among the mankind, those who are enemies of Islam. Islam says, do not do anything which makes your enemies powerful. So Iblis is our open enemy. If we will not give them food, they will die, they will get sick. But if we will provide food to them, so they will become powerful and healthier, and we will become weak. So it is better to provide our food from Shayateen. At the same time, we should also maintain our health, keep us healthy by reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Is there anyone who is even worse than Iblis? Yes. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled Iblis from heavens and he was coming towards earth, when he came to fourth heaven, he asked this question to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh my Lord, is there anyone? I know I am bad, I did not obey you, but is there anyone who is even worse than me in disobedience?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said yes, and then asked an angel whose name was Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Malik to go and show to this Iblis who is worse than this Iblis. Then Iblis went with Malik towards hellfire, and they went from level 1 to 2nd and 3rd and ultimately the 4th and the worst level of hell. And there were two persons who were getting punished in hellfire. And flames were coming towards these, Malik and Iblis as well. And he was scared of that hellfire. And he requested Malik, "Is there any possibility we should protect ourselves? At the same time, I should be able to see these people who are even worse than me." Then Malik commanded that hellfire to subside, and then they were able to see those two persons. And then when he observed their dead body, their bodies burnt with fire, then Iblis asked, "Oh my Lord, can you tell me who they are?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, before creation of Adam alayhi salam, 2000 before his creation, you heard and you observe the nur of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad and their zikr and their tasbih when they were doing around my arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, "These two are enemies of Ali ibn Abi Talib."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So anyone in the world is enemy of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, or having animosity against him, so their place is the worst level of hellfire, and they are worse than Iblis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be lover of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah give us tawfiq to recognize our enemy who is Iblis and Shayateen, and always protect us from their traps and whispering Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد ولي السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم أعجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم أجل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونفع أمركم My respected brothers, this beautiful advice of Imam Ali alayhi salam
اللهم صل على محمد
For the people, this is blessing of Allah, great favor of Allah He has given you life and always respect this life and organize your time and life and skills. If we will waste our life and time, actually we'll lose it. Well, as inna al-insana lafi khusr. All those who are wasting time, they are in khusran. They are losers. They will never get benefit. But those who respect this time and their life and their resources, and organizing themselves, yes, they are successful here and hereafter. So while we are organizing our time and respecting our life, and respecting all favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could not happen until and unless we are achieving a special level of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ If you will respect شعائر Allah, the signs of Allah, and in this universe, anything whether small or big, living or non-living, anything which is making us attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything which is bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Sha'air Allah. Like Safa and Marwa, these are non-living things. These were two hills. But these are signs of Allah. These are Sha'air Allah. Likewise, our Prophet and Imams, they are Sha'air Allah. And even today, their shrines, Madinatul Nabi, Najaf or Karbala, even the shrines of these leaders, divine leaders, they are Sha'air Allah. And anyone who is seeking taqwa, taqwa of the heart, that could not be attained until and unless we are respecting. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ We have to respect شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ so that we should be muqtaqi. And all those in the depth of their heart, they are not respecting Rasulullah and 12 of his successors, they are unable to be muttaqi. And anyone who is not muttaqi is a loser here and hereafter. A beautiful saying of our Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is also related with heart, with Hussein and with taqwa. Prophet said, Inna liqatl al-Husayn hararatun fi qulub al-mu'minin. The shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, Prophet died when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was 5-6 years old. But at that time, Prophet was predicting. And what he said? Inna liqatl al-Husayn hararatun. The martyrdom of Hussein alayhi salam, shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this is life for the believers. This is energy for the believer. This is fuel for the lives of the people. Fil qulub al-mu'mineen. Prophet is advising us what? La yabradu abada. Do not let this love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So always maintain this love. If this love will be reduced or eradicated from your heart, then actually you are dead. You are like animal. So that's why always this beauty of love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Prophet also said, this is Hussein who is from Prophet, and Prophet is from Hussein. And Prophet said, this is Hussein who is your guide, who can protect you here and hereafter. Inna al-Husayn misbah al-huda wa safinatun najat. If you are seeking the guidance, so then that is, will be provided by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If you are seeking protection here and hereafter, so that will be provided by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And these days are days of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And these days are Arba'een, the days of Arba'een, the 40th of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, yesterday in the past, people were enemy of Hussein alayhi salam. Actually, they were not enemy of Hussein, because Hussein is from Rasulullah. They were enemy of Rasulullah. They were enemy of Islam. They were enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hussein never said to love people to just Hussein. Whenever Hussein was calling Hal min Nasir Yansurana, his call was for Allah. His call was for Islam, for Rasulullah. He never said, oh, the people come and love me. His stand was for Islam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed whatever he had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owned and rewarded Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Today throughout the world, throughout the universe, even non-living things, they love Hussein alayhi salam. Even Hindus and Christians and Jews, they love Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But Prophet says, "Inna liqatl al-Husayn hararatun." Oh, the people, if you want to be alive, you know those who are with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know their names. They are alive today. Their shrines, their graves, their names, their life, their character, everything is alive. But those who are standing with Yazid, majority of them who have been killed, you don't know their names. You don't know where they have been buried. And if you know some of them, even Yazid, people today, they don't know where he was buried. And Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad and Umar al-Sa'd, where they are, everything has been finished. And apparently, people are not remembering them, but what is happening with them? All of them are in the hellfire. So Hussein is sign of life. Hussein is sign of taqwa. Hussein is sha'ar Islam. Hussein and his name and his love and his shrine and his visit and his ziyarat, that can give us life. So otherwise, without Hussein, we are nothing. We are like dead bodies. We are just like animals. We are just like non-believers without the respect and love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And stand of Imam Hussein alayhi salam many, many times when he addressed and when he wrote letters, he was emphasizing on Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. And both of these are wajibat. We have to invite and call the people for good cause, and we have to stop the people to doing sins or bad thing. There is one hadith of Prophet about Amar wa Nahi. Prophet said, "Man ra'ya minkum munkaran, fal yughayyirahu biyadihi, fa illam yastati fa bi lisanihi, fa illam yastati فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ عَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Prophet said, whenever you observe and see someone is committing a sin, then first of all stop with your hand. If you have ability and power, by force stop. If you can't stop by force, then فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِفَ بِلِسَانِهِ. If you can't stop totally with your hand, with your power, at least stop with your words. Advise. Tell them this is wrong, this is bad, please stop it. And even if you can't stop with your words, at least in your heart, hate that thing. And to dua, oh Allah, give tawfiq this person to stop this sin. You know, here is our fault. We all are lover of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but we are not doing this amar or nahi. Most of the time we are observing and seeing people are committing sin, people are doing bad things. We are not standing up to stop them. We are not standing up to ask them not to do again. So here is our fault. Especially the parents, they have the responsibility as a parent, as a coach, as trainer, as teacher, and at the same time as believer. All of the believers, they have this responsibility to do amar wa nahi, but the parents, they have more. They should do more amar wa nahi for their children. And as a whole, for all Muslims, always we should have open eyes. Wherever we are observing any fault, any deviation, any sin, we have to stand up. But if I am doing all those sins, then I will not have any kind of morality to stop the people. And if I will ask them, please stop it, they will say, why are you doing? Especially our children. When we are asking them, please stand up and pray namaz, straight away they say, well, if you are not saying, why are you asking me? If parents are smoking, when we are telling them, please don't smoke, they are saying, while you are smoking, why asking me? So today, the children, they are very clever. They are understanding everything. So we should not be munafiq. First of all, if is there any mistake, any error, any problem in me, I have to correct myself. This is amar bil maruf and nahi munkar. Secondly, if anyone from my children, from my relatives, from my community members, if I observe someone is doing wrong, I should try and stand up and try to stop. This is jihad. We must do, maybe sometime, but this jihad we have to do with wisdom, with planning. What is the best way, best skill to stop the people not to commit sin? This is not like stupid people. We have to stand up and have problem and issues and fights every day with each other. No, Islam say you have to do amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, but with beauty of wisdom, with beauty of planning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. Inshallah, tomorrow ladies majalis are starting, and tomorrow and day after tomorrow majlis will start from 2 p.m. and then afterward at 10:30 a.m. and tomorrow also 7 p.m. there will be joint majlis, ladies and gents, and that will start inshallah 7 p.m. and food will be served as well. And coming Saturday and Sunday, 29th and 30th, inshallah, here will be majalis of Arbaeen of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and inshallah.